Believe it or not, every human being was an ordained minister at birth and remains so. Believe it or not. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Every person, every human being, was an ordained minister at birth and remains so. What does this all mean? I thought you had to be in the church to be ordained. I thought you had to go to some religious, theological organization and be approved of as one who carries out the word, carries out the message. Well, actually, at birth, we were ordained to be whole and perfect. We were ordained to be divine. I think everyone would pretty much go along with that, that every single being is a divine being. They may not always act like a divine being, but they're always a divine being. We have been ordained at birth as a divine being, as a minister unto ourselves. And a minister is one who ministers, one who gives attention to the spiritual life of anybody. Now, we have foreign ministers. They take care of the foreign part of a nation's ministry. We have administration, the minister of the administration, and he takes care of the administration. You see, whatever it is that we're ministering to, now, we each are born as divine beings at birth. We are human because that is the form that we choose to use. We are apparently limited because that is the form we choose to use, but we're not. We are, from the very get-go, the very outset of our life, from the outset of our experience on this earth, ministers. Now, I don't say that in the allness that we are ministers, because there we are the allness, and there is nothing to minister to. We are expressing our universal perfection in the allness, and that's all that it is. But here on the planet Earth, we are given the opportunity to have the illusion of imperfection and have the illusion of perfection, because all are just illusions that are constantly changing. Now, we seem to cotton to perfection. We think that perfection is a very desirable thing to experience. So, to minister to perfection means that we must keep our thoughts pure and clean and beautiful at all times. People must look at us and say, oh, they speak beautiful thoughts. When I am in their presence, I speak beautiful thoughts. Oh, they are holy people. They are living in their divine reality. And when I am in their presence, I must live in my divine reality. When people come into the presence of a minister, they do not think of him as smoking or drinking or talking poorly. When they come into the presence of the minister, they always think of him as being a high representative example of the divine man that he truly is or she truly is. Now, we are at that point now in our life of making a decision of which of the two roads we're going to pass. Are we going to walk along the human road, which is a lovely, beautiful, desirable road, lots of fun, or are we going to walk along the divine road, the spiritual road, that we're going to minister unto that spiritual road? Well, whatever we want to do, we are able to do it. Whatever we want to do it, we are able to accomplish it. And if we want to accomplish the fact that we are ministers, that we are divine ministers, then we first minister unto ourselves. We see ourselves in wholeness and perfection. We see ourselves in the beauty that life is. We see ourselves surrounded by all that is good and very good. We see ourselves the most magnificent, beautiful beings that the world has ever known. And when we see ourselves like that, then we are truly ministering unto ourselves. Just as you would never think of being disreputable, as you'd never think of being uncouth in front of a minister, so you should never be disreputable or uncouth in front of yourself. Always be what you expect from yourself and from others, because that is all that matters. Nothing else matters. Nothing else in this universe makes any difference. Live in that presence. Live in that awareness. Live in that truth. Now, every human being was ordained a minister at birth and remains so. From the very first issue onto the earth that we have made, we minister unto ourselves. We are looking for our toes, we're looking for our nose, we're looking for food, we're having bowel movements, we're having all the lovely things that a human body does. And we are not thought to be bad or evil for doing any of those things. We are thought to be most natural. And then the life comes along and they start giving us rules. And they start saying, you must behave, you must do this, don't cry, just laugh, do this, do that. And you see, by doing that, they are limiting us. And in their ministration to us, as training us to be humans, we lose much of our joy in life. Should every mother and father, every peer, train us how to be divine, how wonderful that would be. If they would minister to us as divine beings, they would expect us to be divine. What would a ministering unto a child do? How would a parent minister unto a child and guide the child to its wholeness and perfection? Well, the minister, the parent, the peer, with the child, would say to the child, you're whole and perfect. Oh, you're wonderful. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You are a genius. You are brilliant. You are magnificent. And the genes and other things in the chromosomes in the body might not correspond with that idea, but nonetheless, you plant these seeds. And you plant these seeds until eventually they bring forth their harvest. You minister unto that way. Now, as we continue with our life, and we are ministering, we are ministers, our first ministry is to ourselves. We minister to ourselves, and we say to ourselves, I like me, I like me, I like me. And we laugh, and we smile, and we giggle, and we think life is just wonderful. I like me, I like me, I like me. And as we say these things, we have a wonderful experience happening in our life. We feel good inside when we say, I like me. When we minister to ourselves and say, I like me, we feel wonderful when we say, I can do that. I can do anything. I can do. And we can do anything. And as we move out and do anything, we do wonderful things. And people are amazed at our proclivity and our ability to do these wonderful things. People are amazed and they say, my God, how can you do that? How can that little kid do that? How can that child do that? How can he know these things? Well, he ministers unto himself, saying at all times, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And this goes on as he ministers to himself, as I minister to myself. Now, the choice is ours. We can minister to ourselves in this favorable, harmonious way, or we can minister to ourselves saying, I can't and it won't work. Now, it would seem most salubrious, most beneficial for us, if we were to say to ourselves, I can, I can, I can. We sort of teach this to our children by saying, I think I can, I think I can. Well, take that think out of there, and take the word can out of there, and put the word do in there. It's a shorter word anyhow. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. And as I say, I do, I minister unto all of the things that I'm interested in, and they become a reality in my life. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. and how great that is. Let this be how your ministry works, as it is how my ministry works. And it is a wonderful, 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 wonderful world that we live in. We're in charge. Take charge. Enjoy that now and forevermore, because nothing else makes any difference. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.